Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph.
Good morning. Yes, I have a couple of charges on my bill from you that I need to get reversed.
Okay, I will be happy to assist you again. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department, ma'am. Can I please have the zip code and the first and last name that's on the account you're calling in about today?
28334.
28334. And the first and last name, please, ma'am?
Bonnie Johnson.
Thank you. Allow me a moment to go ahead and pull up the account. I'm sorry, you said that zip code was 28334, right?
That's correct.
Okay, give me just a moment, ma'am. Thank you for that. I'm looking for the account, Miss Bonnie. Please stand in line. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to pull up the account. The agent did not transfer over your information properly, so I'm having to do it from the beginning. I apologize. And that Bonnie is spelled B-O-N-N-I-E. Is that the correct spelling, Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure I have it correctly answered. I'm not pulling up any account with that information, ma'am.
Well, now, the first girl that I was just talking to said something about taking the account out or something, so I don't know.
Okay, let's try. Do you have an order number by any chance?
No, I don't. I just have what showed up on my bank account.
Yeah. No, I'm not pulling up anything with that. Zip code or first and last name. Do you know if she, does she use the first and last name to pull it up? Because when I enter that in, I'm not pulling up anything.
Yes, she used the first and last name.
That is weird. Because I'm not pulling up any account with that name, ma'am, or the zip code.
Well, I mean, I can't help you with that. I'm just telling you.
Do you have an order? Do you have the order number?
No.
Okay.
I just told you.
Let's try the first six and last four of the card being billed. I can check by that instead.
I'm not sure if James, hand me my pocket book, please. And you want which numbers now?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with the first six and last four of the card being billed? I'm going to check it by that, ma'am.
Hold on a minute. I'm sorry, now tell me what numbers again you want.
First, six, and last four.
The last four numbers? Is that what
first
you're saying?
First six digits and last four digits of the card being billed, please.
Oh, 4-3-3-4-7-7. And the last four are 7-5-4-7.
Okay, so I have 4-3-3-4-7-7. Last four is 7-5-4-7.
That's correct. Give me your chance.
So 4-3-3-4-7-7 for the first six.
That's
last
correct.
Four is 7-5-4-7.
That's correct.
Not pulling up an account with that card, and that's the card that's being billed, Miss Johnson.
Okay, let me give you another number. Try this one.
Okay.
411870.
Thank you. And
the
last four?
9580.
Okay, I'm pulling it up under that card. That first and last name, Bonnie Johnson. And now if you can just verify the shipping address for me, Miss Johnson.
280 Lewis Alley, Q Road, Dunn, North Carolina.
So I have Lewis. I'll repeat that road name for me, please, one more time.
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Ali, I-L-E-Y, Q-T-E-W, Road.
Okay, sorry. I apologize. I just wasn't catching that. Thank you. Okay, I've pulled up an account and verified it with that information. Allow me just a moment to review the account, see what's going on here. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I see this was in regards for signing up for the Discount Savings Store membership. You had selected the KitchenAid mixer, entry into a contest for the $7.95 contest entry as a gift for signing up for the Discount Savings Store membership. Do you remember doing that, ma'am?
No, we have not done that. And there is also a $60-some charge on there.
So, yes, there was... That was a gift for signing up for the membership. You're going to be billed the actual membership fee later.
We have
4 days after signing up. Did you authorize any of those charges, including these $7.95, ma'am?
We didn't authorize either one of those charges.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. Did anyone else in your household ever sign up for this?
No, it's just my husband and I here.
I understand. Well, I will be more... been happy to go ahead and assist you with getting this handled and filed as fraud. I do need to verify, is there any dispute or block with your bank that would prevent me from filing this fraud claim today? Okay. Well, I'll be happy to go and proceed forward with the fraud claim. I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was being used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where it took place. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, ma'am?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, I'm getting it filed as fraud for you then. Please stay on the line, ma'am. I'll have refund confirmation numbers regarding your fraud claim shortly. I'm still here. I'm just working on the refunds and the fraud claim. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm working on your refunds and filing the fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
What time is it, John?
Excuse me?
I was talking to my husband.
Oh, my apologies. I thought you were asking me a question. I apologize. Uh-oh. Okay, I've finished filing this fraud and I'm done with two of the refunds. I'm just working on the last one for you. Thank you for your patience. Okay, your account's been canceled and it's been filed as fraud and refunded. You've been refunded the $67.32, the $39.99, and the $7.95. All those refunds will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And do you have those confirmation numbers?
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, your confirmation number is going to be for your refunds. 7-844-270028.
Okay. And that one number will be for all of that. I'm sorry.
Okay. That it's one number in, will be. Let me repeat that back to you. 7-859-11.
Wait a minute. No, that's, wait a minute. Hold on. 7-8.
Yes.
Give it to me again.
From the beginning.
Okay.
7-859-11-7034.
Okay.
That's the confirmation number for the $39.99. Your one for the $7.99, the $7 is going to, and 95 cents is 7-844-270028 for that one.
Okay.
And then the last confirmation number for the last confirmation number for the last refund of 6732 is 7-8-6-0-3-7-1-5-6-4.
Over.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Those are the three different confirmation numbers for your refunds. Your account's been canceled out, though. There will be more charges going forward, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?